and we get irremediably lost only when we decide to get guided by others. And we must play at the periphery of systems that we occasionally vandalize with our autonomous thinking. And we shall identify the most suitable manifestations to form ourselves within the many circumstances we transit through. And within every distinction, the contrary may apply within a minor respect that may be more interesting to address. And while aiming for the natural sublime, the solitary being is condemned to face the corruption of one or the other society. And if we turn aggressive in the artificial captivity, placid we turn in front of a natural manifestation that we can contemplate. And we shall only belong to our own nature and use the artificial environments as platforms to reach it. And mythology has only frozen in a north that has stolen the divine power of a south left in diaspora. And true happiness comes when we concretely work up to our dream on a daily basis. And the imperfection of our nature promptly set us back to an artificial that is too perfect to keep us human. And the lack of fear to fail corresponds to the truest spiritual belief. And always ready to give up our social security, we shall accept the way Providence postpones the execution of our personal willing. And as the softwares we use softwarizes life and in its infrastructures, we are more keen to switch from one interface to another. And we shall predict the transformations of the surrounding where we wish to put our integrity back together. And there is nothing more frustrating than being forced away from the platform where we can realize our dream. And easiness is always the way to face the hardship ahead. And in the places where fruits do not naturally grow, even intellectual products cannot but be artificial. And in any nature we can find a poetry as long as we stick away from the artificialization that machine makes of it. And the meditative state of deep contemplation is constantly abrupted by the cancer of information. And the poetic of being cannot be shared but in a state of intimacy that is harder and harder to obtain. And social politics, to survive, dismiss the sensibility of an individual towards his nature. And the only experience of the highly educated is the war that their barking insolence will cause. And every human necessitates a natural dream to purify itself from all the artificial rivalry. And as priests of our society, we shall not communicate rules of oppression, but poetics of inspirations. And whenever a framework starts altering our own framework of conduct, it is time to switch channel. And by developing one conduct and several ways to practice it, man becomes free and therefore sincere. And what you shall encourage is not your norm, but the setting off of your pupils to find their own. And once the brain stops communicating to our heart, let our heart talk to our brain. And let all be invested in the elevation of our spirit, and it will invest back in our faith. And everything gets nicer when the temporality of our presence with it is perceived as temporary. And to the beauty that an individual expresses through his nature, the artificial ugliness of society opposes. And wherever we address our aim, the target ought to be nature. And once our existential objective is identified, we can only keep fresh for the time we can execute it. And we can only stick to nature, as anything else artificial will be taken over. And we are set to rewrite continuously the same scriptures as they were holy. And without the comfort of any establishment, we shall only find small moments in life to do our preaching. And it is not really about having a political view, but developing an ethical view through our everyday practice. And as soon as the overarching framework is updated, the work accomplished before gets obsolete. And anything that is not traditionally connected to nature is either societal conformism or prostitution. And everything ought to be judged based on the directions we aspire to and the origins from which these directions were set. And by being able to express our will in different environments, we are able to free ourselves from them and realize it in the one with the least compromises. And as a result of the care for the artificial mass, poetic individuals in nature keeps suffering. And poetics reacts against the rise of fashionable ideologies by devising marginal modes of survival. And we ought to develop beautiful things by sneaking out of the brutal development of society to which we are committed. And as soon as we detach our survival operations from the process of life, culture comes missing. And in our modern procedures, any unforeseen circumstances must be dealt with and integrated. And history revives itself through a sense of pride and shame that media brings forward. and to reverse the process of self-destruction, humans ought to develop intensively a cult for nature, and with the soul itself being exploited, self-discipline is required to constantly regenerate talent. And we shall accept that real knowledge can only be shared and understood in precarious and unofficial circumstances, and in its rescuing of life, the medium is no longer the message but the messenger. And we shall refuse any intellectual commodity of the past unless we stumble on it on our present journey. And we ought to create a very organized framework in which to elaborate our highly intuitive undertakings. And desolated lands may stretch in front of us, but the hope for a spiritual elevation ought never to sink. The very best of a journey is that at the end we will reach the beginning without having to go back to it. And at the roots of any ideological belief, we can trace the origins of a phobia manifesting itself over time. And no matter whether the circumstances will allow us, we shall always be prepared to realize our dream.